The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Aye, aye. Anthony A's too fancy for us. He's been on SNL. Let's talk about it on Wednesday. Hey, halfway to the weekend, it's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay, what
happened?
Give
us the deets. What happened, dude?
Well, let's run it back. Anthony A won a contest. Kenan Thompson.
Yeah.
You were his special guest at SNL. Now tell us the details behind the scenes.
We would need an extended podcast to break down the full thing.
Well, I'll tell you guys.
I'll tell you guys some homie stuff. But it was amazing at SNL set. We were kicking it in his green room, and then for Justin Timberlake's live performance,
you
got to go out and watch JT perform live.
You're on a JT level now?
JT, I'll just say, yes, I am.
Did you meet Justin Timberlake?
No, we didn't make eye contact, but I did make eye contact with Mark Cuban, and I fist bumped Jimmy Fallon.
And then, there you go.
I only got in trouble once when I was trying to make a video with Dave Chappelle. His security's like, no video, dog.
But
Dave Chappelle was cool. I see Dave Chappelle with my own eyes. All right, if you want to come and rub my eyes, you can.
You breathe Dave Chappelle's air.
I inhaled his secondhand cigarette smoke.
I saw him one time at a restaurant in New York, and I was the same way. I was like, that is Dave Chappelle.
Dude, the story is very name drop heavy, but at the dinner, he was sitting next to Mark Cuban. Nobody talking to Mark Cuban.
Why?
Because Dave Chappelle's there. It's a whole different energy when Chappelle's running around. I swear to God, nobody was talking to him.
I would have been right there talking to Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban's got all the money.
That's what you think until you're in the area of Dave Chappelle. Then you're like, oh my God.
You know what? Dave Chappelle has a joke that he says, I thought I was big until Lil Nas X wanted to come out to the room. And the Red Sea parted.
Yeah.
Well, but congratulations.
Thank you so much. And shout out Kenan Thompson, and shout out to you guys in here, and then also everyone who's supporting us listening.
Yeah,
it definitely played a role in everything I accomplished. So thank you guys.
Longer podcast of all the dirty behind the scenes.
Yeah, I'll talk about the after party.
Dana Cortez Show, remember, wherever you stream podcasts. In the meantime, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National Hot Chocolate Day.
It's that perfect time of year, too. Let's do it.
Now that I'm getting more into coffee, all right, hot chocolate, I basically just drink hot chocolate. It's like all sugared up and everything like that.
That's all coffee really is at this point. People don't really drink black coffee unless you're a psycho. Yeah.
I have diet hot chocolate at home.
Oh, what does that even mean?
It's not good.
dog.
It's been there for like 3 years.
I'm the only one who drinks it.
And we also have National Eat Brussels Sprouts Day.
I love Brussels. I had some last night with my diet hot chocolate.
And Automatic, we're honoring something that was invented in your motherland of Minnesota. It's National Scotch Tape Day.
Oh, really?
Oh, 3M.
Yeah, there you go.
My uncle used to work for them.
Way to go. He's actually right. Invented 1920.
He actually worked in Mexico City for them.
There it is. Plot twist.
The Scotch immigrated to Mexico to start a tape company.
Maybe it's Senora tape. I don't know. All right, and we'll wrap it up on National Backwards Day.
Hey, backwards. Let me tell you something. When you said earlier that it was Backwards Day, I just thought about it immediately. I wore a shirt backwards one day, inside out.
Oh, no.
And all day long, nobody said anything. We're leaving the studio, and Automatic says, your shirt's on backwards all day, though?
You also showed up to the airport one time with two different shoes on.
That's not this discussion, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Lauren Giddings graduated from law school, had a bright future, until one day she goes missing. Oh. That's what we're going to talk about in today's Crazy Crimes of Passion. She had an older boyfriend, 20 years her senior. That never bothered Lauren. Very happy with him. Everything's good. We're going to take it back a little further, though. I'm going to start talking about a neighbor she had as well, named Stephen McDaniel. He had a pretty relatively normal childhood, lower income, but his parents worked in factories to support him. Classmates say he was a bully, especially mean to girls. Classmates with Lauren. And he really liked her. He became friends with her. And he also lived next to Lauren. So there's two suspects in this here story. Boyfriend or Stephen McDaniel. Because Stephen started to ask Lauren out. And she would politely decline every time. Because
she had a boyfriend that was 20 years older than her.
Yeah, she had a man in her life. Now, Stephen continued to ask her out. And in fact, the last time he asked her out, 1 week later, Lauren goes missing. What she had no idea about is that he had become obsessed with her. Remember, they're neighbors. After family and friends reported that Lauren wasn't at home and she's not answering her calls, authorities went to her apartment, but there was no signs of forced entry. So reporters started gathering outside the residence. Police searched her apartment, looked pretty clean until they inspected her bathroom using luminol and her tub lit up like a Christmas tree.
Oh.
So you know right away something happened there because it detects blood And there was just a crazy
it's
amount
when they
of blood.
Use the black light, right?
Yes, yes. So cops began to search the grounds and they noticed a foul smell coming from the trash can and they found Lauren's torso wrapped in plastic sheets.
Oh.
This news was picked up on a police radio scanner. Reporters began interviewing people in the neighborhood, including Stephen McDaniel, who seemed to be shocked at this news.
She's as nice as can be. I mean, very personable, very much a people person. We don't know where she is. I mean, the only thing we can think is that maybe she went out running and someone snatched her.
The TV reporter asks him more questions, and he's open about the fact that he went into her apartment with her best friend.
One of her friends had a key. We went inside and tried to see if there was anything amiss, but she had a door jammed that was sitting right by it. There was no sign that anyone broke in. The door was locked when everyone got here.
Sounds pretty calm, right?
Yeah.
So maybe it's her boyfriend. Well, things change when the reporter lets Stephen know that a body was found in a trash can right outside of both of their homes. Listen to his demeanor. The second that he finds out Lauren's been found.
I think I need to sit down.
When you watch this video, he can't even stand. He's so distraught. He sits down. He begins crying. Now, cops took him in for questioning, and he continued to deny any involvement at all.
There's blood in your apartment, Stephen. You didn't get it all up. You scrubbed and you wiped. But we can tell that. Don't you watch CSI? Why is there blood in your bathroom?
I don't know.
Yes, you do know. Why, Stephen?
I have to mention that as I'm watching this, I was so disturbed and I got chills. This is a two-hour interrogation. Stephen McDaniel never moves his body for two whole hours. Here's more of that interview.
You heard that girl. You heard her, man. She was screaming. And I know you feel bad about it. What came over you, man?
I don't know.
We wanted just to give you an opportunity to tell what happened.
I didn't do anything.
You're lying.
And turns out McDaniels was lying. He finally admits to breaking into two apartments, stealing a condom, then opening Lauren's door. He had a master key to every apartment, by the way, in their complex. How he got it, no one knows. He opened Lauren's door, where he sexually assaulted her and killed her, then sawed her body up and threw it into the trash. Authorities also found child pornography on his computer, Giddings' DNA-stained underwear, and this is what they presented him with. Once he realized he was going to face a death penalty, he confessed to everything and said he did it because Lauren wouldn't go out with him.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's currently serving a life sentence at Hancock State Prison in Georgia. This video is up right now at Dana Cortez on Instagram. You can go watch, like I said, the interrogation room and that interview he had on live television. True crime stories in under 5 minutes. That's today's Crazy Crimes of Passion.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
This time every week, we play Who's Lying. If you want to play, you call 877-730-DCS1. Leave us a message and we'll call you back like this gentleman here. Who is this?
Tyler.
Tyler, it's time to play Who's Lying. Let's do it.
All right.
Hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. This part makes me laugh. I love this song so much. Oh my gosh. Tyler, my name is Dana Cortez, and I am married to DJ Automatic. Now, he might not be the most romantic guy ever, but the day I walked down the aisle with him, I felt so much love because I had been through bad relationships. I couldn't believe I'd finally found him. And his vows made me cry to the point that I messed mine up. I was in tears. It was a beautiful moment.
Tyler, DJ Automatic here. I actually had the entire church crying, but just I don't really remember anything I said because I wrote everything down in kind of like a drunken stupor.
Yeah, you did it on the fly, dude.
And everything from that point on was just blurry.
Same thing happened to me at my wedding, man. I don't know what I said. I just blurted out some words.
Automatic's ability to do it on the fly while, you know, under the intoxication of some Patron was amazing to me, dude. What up, Anthony A. here? And not only the Automatic crush there, though, but my best man speech. Right when everyone was out of their fields, I brought him up at the reception with some good laughter. Man, I'm just reminiscing about the great night that was your guys' wedding.
Aye, aye, Anthony A. Okay, one of us is telling a lie, Tyler. If you guess correctly who it is, you win DCS merch. Who's lying?
DJ Automatic.
No.
No.
It was me. I'm a degenerate. How did you not think I would do that at my own wedding?
It was me who was lying. I wasn't even there, fool.
Anthony, he didn't even know Anthony at this point.
Oh, we met Anthony probably 5 years later after.
Man, you know what? When you said I was the same, you should have known. Automatic was a fool right up there. All right, that's okay. And you can call in as many times as you want, leave messages to play every single week at this time. Tyler, thanks for making us your new number one morning show. This is one of the ways we got to get to know you. We love you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion beefing. Megan was on Good Morning America. Did she address it? We've got audio going to play for you right now. Best Gossip Daily Dirt. But first, Anthony A. Famous people's birthdays.
We have Kerry Washington and Justin Timberlake celebrating a birthday today.
All right, so let's talk about Kanye West on the streets of L.A. with his wife, Bianca. And a reporter approaches him and asks him, are you controlling your wife? Does she have free will? Kanye was not feeling that question.
Do you think that you a white woman, you could walk up on me like that? Asking me how my wife told me, does she get free will? Do you get free will or you work for the devil? That's my wife. They gonna arrest you for taking your phone? Arrest you for taking your phone then. What's your address? What you making here? I'll pay you double what they paying you.
I don't know if I believe that or not, but I understand he must be frustrated. A camera's always in your face asking questions like that. Like maybe, you know, he's disrespecting his wife.
So I looked into it a little bit more, and I guess his wife is no longer on social media, and everybody she used to work with no longer talks to her anymore. And then she's just out in public naked and or fully like in minks or whatever.
Bro.
So I do think Kanye might be having a lot of say in her life.
Where I think the TMZ journalist, if you may, messed up is she should have asked Kanye, who's the ball and who's the chain? That's a little bit more fluid when it comes to marriage, dude. The controlling thing, that's heavy.
And he would have said Kim Kardashian.
Oh!
Now let me move on. Talk about a couple of ladies in the hip-hop world. Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion. I don't like that they're beefing. I really don't. Nicki released her diss track, Bigfoot, after Megan released hers, his. Bigfoot pretty much stomped all over
every record
that there is. My thing is, they had Hot Girl Summer. That's what I wanted for these two. Megan gets on Good Morning America. Does she bring the beef up? Here's part of the convo.
For the past couple of years, music just seemed so negative to me. I just wasn't in a good space mentally after everything that had happened to me. And it just all felt like, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of fighting.
I was a little disappointed with Megan in this interview because I would have liked to see her just go full Tupac, hit him up on Good Morning America.
I mean, that would have changed my thoughts on her completely.
I don't think
Al Roker in the background, like, Gail King, what up, though?
That's your Daily Dough. We'll be right back after this.
Yeah, I think Gail King's on the other show.
Oh, either way, it's beef, dog. She got Nikki's side then.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Just in time for Valentine's Day, there's a new cafecito coming to one of our favorite coffee drive-through spots. Mm-hmm. Turn the radio up. Food news is coming up inside Hottest Hashtags. Dana Cortez Show is on. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
I just found out that Disneyland has presented this new plan to the city council, and they're going to make the outside part a more interactive experience and bigger. For those of you who have not been to Disneyland like me, I only first time went last year. Before you go into the park, before you pay, there's this big area of fun.
Called Downtown Disney.
And they're going to make it bigger. And I met a family there the last time. The guy said, I actually tricked my kids into thinking this was Disneyland for years until they were old enough to really enjoy the experience because he didn't want to pay.
I mean, it's a great spot to go hang out. I mean, the food's a little expensive, but it's a great spot to hang out.
That's a great move by a parent, though, too, as well.
Man,
it's like unplugging a video game controller for your younger brother.
He said for years till his oldest son was 8. I was like, that is so good. How many people listening would love a Disney experience for free? Call me, 877-730-DCS1. I got to tell you, we got something big coming here.
Real big.
On a Dana Cortez Show. Okay, okay. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Starbucks Valentine's Day drinks are out.
Yes, let's go. What we got? What flavors?
Time to get lovey-dovey with some chocolate-covered strawberry creme frappuccino, which is everything it sounds like. And then they also got the chocolate hazelnut cookie cold brew.
I want the first one, the strawberry creme. I know that my hips are going to look creamy.
I'm not going to lie, it looks delicious. It's all pink and
TBH, I don't even know what creme is.
Cream?
Cream.
Cream. Cream. Oh, okay. Cream.
All it's right. kind of like venti there. They try to act like they know something.
I'm not even sure I'm saying it right. Yeah. But because it has a little that little thing on top. What is it? The asterisk?
I'm going to go to Dutch Bros when they speak American.
You're ridiculous.
All right, dog.
All right. National Day, Anthony. What's the biggest one today?
On the note of the hot drinks at Starbucks, well, today we're celebrating National Hot Chocolate Day, everybody.
Hey.
Invented more than 2,000 years ago by the Mayans.
I told you that chocolate comes from Mexico, and nobody wanted to believe me.
Now it's consumed by basic white women. It's
yum.
Even in the diet chocolate form that Dana has in her pantry.
Yeah, everywhere they speak American, they drink hot chocolate.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ooh, earlier today, the crazy crimes of passion scared me so much. A woman was living next door to a man who was obsessed with her, went to class with him, went to law school.
They were friends, right?
Yes. He ended up murdering her.
Because she wouldn't go out with him.
Yeah, it was just awful. It's Crazy Crimes of Passion. You can listen to that on a podcast later. I started thinking, though, how women have to move so differently than men. How do men keep safe?
Guys don't have to think twice about stopping and put gas in the middle of the night.
Thank you, Anthony A.
Yeah, that's something that we don't have to.
I mean, I think about when I'm going to the ATM, but that's pretty much the only time where I'm like really on my... I mean, I'm always aware of my situation, but when I go to the ATM at night, somebody tried to rob me one time in San Francisco.
What'd you do?
I didn't give them the money.
Yes, you know, I had to talk to my credit union because when I go through the drive-through of my credit union, they always ask for personal information, like to yell it out over the intercom.
Oh.
And I was like, dude, I'm going to get robbed yelling out my personal info right here on my car, dog. But back to more serious things. I feel bad for women and, you know, even the story we talked about today. It's just
What do you do, Anthony, to stay safe?
To stay safe? When I'm walking or going on my afternoon runs, I only wear one AirPod in. That way I could kind of keep an ear out for the natural sounds of what's going on around my surroundings.
Started thinking about a good friend of mine who tried fighting for her bag, and unfortunately she lost her life. Number one, ladies and guys, someone asks you for your money, your credit card, your jewelry, hand it over. It is not worth getting hurt over.
Nope.
Number two, ladies, do not put gas in your car late at night. And if you're in a sketch neighborhood, which, I mean, there's sketch neighborhoods all over.
Sketch neighborhoods got the best gas prices.
They do. So you do it during the day and make sure there's plenty of people around you. I never put gas late at night.
That's the one thing. Women always need to be aware of their surroundings because there's a creeper everywhere.
And even if you're with a man, sometimes if it's just you two, it could go wrong. There's no reason to put yourself in a situation.
You're with a man like me, I hope you can fight. I hope we can both scream very loud.
You better have my back.
Yeah. I swear, the other day I'm walking with DJ Automatic here, my husband. I didn't see, but there was a creepy van that rolled by.
The world's most creepy van. So it's an all-white van with blacked-out windows, so you couldn't see inside of it at all. Had an American flag hanging off of it. But it also had little smidges of blood on the front. So he either put that there on purpose, so he's just a creepy guy, or it was the creepiest van in America.
And I didn't even notice.
Oh, I noticed everything.
Thing is, I think DJ Automatic would have left me there, and I would have just been by myself.
I would have not.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.